that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Now they're hosting another show in Billy Boston or Baltimore.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today we talk with playwrights, directors, and actors from Osher Lifelong Learning Institute's collection of original plays. The OLLI Festival of Short Comedies is on stage at Chico's Blue Room Theater this weekend. On today's program, we also take you to Chico Art Center to talk with artists showing their watercolor paintings at the center's current exhibition. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
At the Anderson Performing Arts Center, Axiom Repertory Theater presents Cabaret. The Kit Kat Club opens for business tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, with a Sunday performance at 2. The center is located at 1471 Ferry Street in Anderson. At the Anderson River Park tomorrow, the Jefferson State Blues Society hosts the second annual Singing the Blues Festival. With 5 bands and 8 hours of music, it'll be a great way to beat the summer heat. That's at the Anderson River Park, starting at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow's the final day for the June exhibit at the Orland Arts Center, Stars and Cars, Glamour, Movie Star Style. It features sleek racing cars and glamorous actresses from Hollywood's golden age, painted by Dennis Asbury. Gallery hours tomorrow, 1 to 6. Chico's Downtown Plaza is on fire tonight when Hot Flash ignites some flammable rock and roll. Friday night concert fun begins at 6 o'clock. This weekend, Chico Theater Company closes its production of a musical within a comedy, The Drowsy Chaperone. The favorite vintage Broadway show of an obsessed theater fan magically comes to life inside his apartment. Curtain time is 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and the final show is Sunday at 2. Tomorrow, the Chico Arts and Cultural Foundation is conducting a tour of the city's downtown public arts projects, starting at 10 a.m. next to the Our Hands sculpture in front of City Hall. This free walking tour lasts about an hour and is less than a mile in length. At 1078 Gallery in Chico, the exhibit Scape Roots, Life Doesn't Frighten Me is almost over. To see the paintings by Boz Schur, visit the gallery on the exhibit's final day, tomorrow between 12:30 and 5:30. Finishing its run at Paradise's Theater on the Ridge, Rapture, Blister, Burn. This unflinching comic look at gender politics in the 20th century plays tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, with a final show Sunday at 2. In Grass Valley at the Center for the Arts this Sunday evening, the godfather of Americana, David Bromberg, plays bluegrass, ragtime, and country. The music starts at 8. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Musical theater icon Stephen Sondheim believes that art in itself is an attempt to bring order out of chaos.
Well, Dolores Mitchell and I have some guests here in the KCHO studio. They're from a special play festival, the OLLI Play Festival. And we have some of the playwrights and one of the actors and one of the directors. Pam, could you tell the audience what OLLI is? O-L-L-I.
Yes, it stands for Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and it is a program of continued learning for adults over the age of 50 or who are retired. There are hundreds of them all across the country. Each of them is affiliated with a major university. Here in Chico, our local OLLI has something like 1,000 members and each semester approximately 100 classes on a wide variety of subjects.
Pam Lloyd, will you tell us about this festival, how it started, and where it's going to be?
Well, it started 2 years ago. After I retired and we moved to Chico, I started a playwriting class for writing short plays. By short, I mean 10 to 20 minutes. And thought, well, as long as we're writing plays, wouldn't it be fun to stage them? So I went to Ann Nicolai, who is the director of OLLI, and asked her about why don't we put on a play festival of plays written by OLLI members. And she was wonderfully supportive. So we went ahead with that.
So this OLLI Play Festival, it opened last night at the Blue Room Theater in Chico, and it only plays through Sunday. Pam, how many plays are there that people will see if they go to the Blue Room Theater?
Well, there are 8 plays, and they are all comedies. And the plays really, I think, deal with timeless issues. They're plays that should be lots of fun for adults of any age. They deal with issues like love, dating, romance, marriage, divorce, misunderstandings, complications, and general humorous comic ways to, you know, screw things up in your life. We think people will have a good time if they come.
Pam, can you introduce our other two interviewees?
Yes. We have Joan Goodrow, who wrote 2 of the plays that are in the Play Festival this year. And we have Mike McCluskey, who's acting in 3 of the plays this year.
So, Joan Goodrow, you have 2 plays that you wrote. You write lots of plays. You wrote for the Blue Room Fresh Ink Festival last year, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I enjoy writing these plays and seeing them come to life.
Tell me a little bit about the 2 plays that are in the festival that you wrote, Joan.
In some ways, they come from my experience. Now, the first one about the Love Boat actually didn't come from my experience, but I have taken some cruises. And I've kind of noticed that people on these cruises are in a very festive mood. So I put my characters in a festive mood, but then gave them a big surprise. Then my other play is called Retired and Recycled and Renewed. Basically, it's for a lot of us who have retired, and we have to sort out not just our old stuff, but we have to sort out our lives to get a brand new life.
Mike, you were talking about your long time ambition to act. How did that start, and how have you managed to make it happen?
It started way back when my family and I were living in Modesto, and I went to a play, and my buddy's father was in the play. And I thought, wow, when I get to that age, that's something that I'd like to do. At the time, I didn't have any spare time to do it myself, so I thought, well, when that time comes, I'll give it a try.
Well, so often, Mike, that when you're in plays, the playwright wrote this years ago. What's it like working on plays where the playwright is right there and you're actually creating these roles for the first time?
Well, that's an interesting question. Depends on the director, I suppose, and the playwright. Sometimes they get along and sometimes they don't. And as you as an actor, just kind of sit back and wait for them to resolve the difference and then ask them how they want it played and do the best you can.
Joan, what's it like seeing characters that you wrote on the page but you didn't really see in the flesh, and suddenly have them there in the flesh in front of you as they rehearse the plays?
Well, last week I went to a rehearsal of my cruise play, and I just love to see the characters literally coming to life. It's kind of like my words, and then through all the wonderful work of the actors and the director, I get to see the stage business, get to see it come to life and kind of take a life of its own. I have to give up ownership of these words. And it's sort of like looking through a very small square screen in your mind. You're taking the picture of your imagination and getting the words down. And then all of a sudden it becomes a huge movie screen. It comes alive and it takes on colors and emotions that I'm always surprised and happy to see.
Now, the subtitle of this festival of one-act plays is Midsummer Mischief. Well, midsummer, I understand, because we're in the middle of summer, sort of. But this mischief, who is perpetrating the mischief? Is it the playwrights or the characters or both?
Oh, it's everybody. The playwrights, the characters, the directors, the actors. I like to think of our troupe as the mischief makers. It's just sort of a lighthearted, playful word to imply that we're having fun, you know, but we still have a little bit of gumption in us that could cause a little mischief or trouble, you know, in a playful way.
His wife was roped into being in the plays, and they are playing together. Did that cause any mischief in your married life?
It means that we practice the lines at home maybe 5, 6, 7 times a day. So our life has become just living this play over and over and over.
In the play, do your characters get along, you and your wife's character, or are you fighting with each other on stage and so fighting at home?
No, we get along. We kind of play games with each other, and the whole story revolves around the kind of games that we play with each other.
Does that give you a kind of script you can use in real life?
Come to the play, and then you'll figure that one out.
Yes.
Did your dreams come true in this festival? Your personal dreams for what you'd like to do creatively?
Well, I felt that I grew from the first festival that I had my play in and this festival. I wouldn't say it's any easier to make plays or write plays, but I did have the sort of inspiration of last year's festival. I looked back on that, and we had pictures from the festival, and I think we even had a video. And just to look back on that festival, it really inspired me to keep writing. One of the hardest things is that writing is a lonely occupation. But if you write a play, then all of a sudden it becomes part of a collaboration, part of a group effort. And it gives you a memory that inspires you.
Mike, did actually becoming an actor live up to what your expectations had been?
Oh, yeah, I've had a ball. My very first acting was last year, of course, in that play festival. And then I got a little bit part playing Tom Keeney, in Funny Girl. And from there, then I came and I auditioned for this play festival. And I was chosen for 2 plays, and that was great. And then I got a call from Pam saying, oh, we had somebody drop out. Can you drop in? I went, sure. And then just like the next day, the lady that was in the same play dropped out, and they got my wife in, so now we're both in all 3 plays.
So, Mike, describe the 2 characters that you're playing. Who are they, and what is their situation?
I'm 3 characters. I have a small part where I'm a Texas lawyer with a drawl, and that's a very small part, but it's fun. And then I'm sort of a man of mystery that I can't really reveal until the very end. But the play kind of revolves around figuring out what this man of mystery is all about. And then the 3rd character is the husband of the husband-wife team. The 2 of them interact on Saturdays, and various things happen which are most interesting, fun, and exciting.
Why just on Saturday?
That's what the playwright wrote.
Oh. So the rest of the week they don't see each other?
No, this is all about what happens on Saturdays.
Okay. Pam, do you attend all the performances?
I'm there because I'm acting in 2 of the plays and I'm directing 3 of them, so yes.
So do you have a chance to get a feeling of what the audience is experiencing?
They seem to really have a lot of fun. I've gotten positive feedback. Last year we had 4 performances and we sold out all 4 times. People laughed. People told us later what a good time they had, that they were definitely going to come again this year.
So what is your play about?
Well, I have 3. One of them that Mike was referring to is called Saturday Sex. That'll give you maybe a hint. That's all you get, though. You have to come see it. Another one is Double Date. The way to look at that is, how many ways can a good man make a bad impression on a first date? And I think a lot of people will relate to that, the first date that isn't going well. The third one is called That's Not the Problem. And it takes place in a marriage counselor's office. And it really just takes the therapist quite a while to figure out what this couple's real problem is.
Are you directing your own plays?
I am this year, yes.
Okay. Pam, can you give us the details of where it's located and the times?
The performances are at the Blue Room Theater, which is in downtown Chico on First Street between Main and Broadway. The dates are, it runs from June 23rd, which was last night, and then tonight, the 24th, and tomorrow night, the 25th, both nights at 7:30. And then there's a Sunday matinee on June 26th at 2 p.m., and that will be the last performance.
Can you please tell us your names and what your function is in this wonderful festival?
I'm Pam Lloyd, and my primary role is as the Play Festival organizer and just overall director of it.
I'm Joan Goodrow, and I have 2 new plays that are running in the festival this year.
And I'm Mike McCluskey, and I'm an actor in 3 of the plays.
Thanks so much to all of our guests. The OLLI Play Festival going on at the Blue Room Theater. Let's all get out and see those brand new plays. The Drowsy Chaperone is one of the cleverest and most off-the-wall Broadway musicals to come along since the beginning of the 21st century. The show is now on stage at Chico Theater Company, but for only 3 more performances, tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. Our onstage host for this musical is a character known only as Man in Chair. He's an obsessive fan of vintage musicals, and as he sits there in his apartment playing us the cast album for his favorite show, a musical comedy from the 1920s, The Drowsy Chaperone, that production comes to life in his apartment all around him. One of the most fun things is that as the show unfolds, Man in Chair tells us the gossip behind the Broadway stars who originally acted the roles, including Beatrice Stockwell, who played the title character, the Drowsy Chaperone. Drowsy being a euphemism for drunk.
Beatrice Stockwell was famous for her rousing anthems. She entertained and inspired troops in every major world conflict, up to and including the Falklands War. Of course, by that time she was in her late 80s and her anthems didn't so much rouse as stupefy. Still, she demanded a rousing anthem in every show she ever did, even if it wasn't appropriate.
As we stumble along on life's funny journey, as we stumble along into the blue, we look here and we look there, seeking answers anywhere, never sure of where to turn or what to do. Still we bumble our way through life's crazy labyrinth, barely knowing left from right, nor right from wrong. And the best that we can do is hope a bluebird will sing his song as we stumble along.
It's a dismal little world in which we live. It can bore you till you've nothing left to give. 7 overrated wonders, 7 underwhelming seas, 6 excruciating continents, Antarctica. Oh, please. Still, you mustn't let it lick you. This planet, oh so bland. Keep your eyeball on the highball in your hand as we stumble.
Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm at the Chico Arts Center where there is the show Let's Keep Water Media Painting Alive, which runs until the 1st of July. I'm sitting here in a circle with 5 watercolor artists. Well, the first thing I'd like to ask you gals about is why this title. It gives the sense of crisis that water media is about to expire. Carol, you have some ideas about the crisis.
I'm good friends with Ann Pierce, and she came to Chico and introduced the water media program at the university here. She taught water media for many years there, and unfortunately, shortly after she retired, the whole program got dropped, and there's no one at the university instructing water media these days. Also, Butte College does not have a water media program anymore as well. So Anne, who named the show Let's Keep Water Media Painting Alive, really would like to see it continue here in Chico and elsewhere as well. Chico used to have a tremendous number of water media painters, and they've really dwindled. So this show is a way to insert it back into the public's conscious and maybe get some new people excited about it as well.
One thing about water media is that there's great variety, so it goes all the way from virtually opaque tempera that the children start with to wonderfully transparent effects.
Transparency is so beautiful. It gives a lightness that you can't get from any other media. And I do hear people coming into the gallery that always say, my very favorite thing is watercolor. So we need to be keeping water media alive.
This is a wonderful show for people who may want to start out again working with a medium or start from scratch because there's such variety. So Sally, how about that encouraging thought that you had about artists starting once again?
You know, it's wonderful. Everyone is creative, and the importance is that we express our creativity. And you're never too young or too old to begin in art, in painting. And watercolor is a wonderful media for a beginner. Those who say it's the hardest medium of all, ignore them, because it is doable no matter how old you are or how young you are.
Joyce, you had some thoughts about this Chico art community.
This is such an inclusive group of artists in Chico, and you can get support, you can get help, you can get ideas from all of them, or from most of them anyway. I can't say I know all of them. But I found it was very helpful and very inclusive, and I felt like I've really gained a lot of skills over the years as a consequence of all this support and assistance.
Lisa, how about the ingredients that go into a watercolor?
Well, a lot of the pigments, certainly over the ages, have come directly from the earth. They are different minerals and earths that were mixed directly with water. So they have lots of different qualities. Some of them are more opaque. Some of them are have a granular kind of effect. Some of them are more transparent. Then you have the new watercolor pigments, which are basically a chemical basis, and they are different to use than the minerals. You have a wide range of colors now, certainly way more than were available directly from Earth many years ago. It really expands your ability to get lots of different colors from them.
Carol, there's a certain magic to watercolor painting. Tell us about that.
Sometimes when I'm not painting realistically, I will just play with my paints. And there's nothing more fun to me than just sitting there with a big piece of watercolor paper and lots of wet paint, and you just put it on your paper and let one color mingle with another color and with another color. And it does all sorts of amazing things, intermingling, and can paint a whole abstract, colorful composition without you really doing anything. You drop a little casein into it, and it whips around and kind of curdles and gets little funny edges. There are all these interesting properties about watercolors. Some of them have the pigments aren't round as fine as others, and the little pigments fall into the holes in the paper, and they give you this kind of speckly granulation effect. And then sometimes when you have wet paint, you can toss a little salt on it, and it makes little starbursts or snowflake effects. You can spray water on it and you get softer things like that. There are just all these different elements. You can drop alcohol into it and you get concentric circles from it, or funny lines. It's just, there are so many different elements to it that combine together and can do, as I said, a whole painting, all without any real effort on the artist's part, except for to just let the water flow.
Carol, you're being very modest, because I know that you are important in organizing this show. And also, those who come here and become inspired by the medium, they can take a class with you right here, right at the Art Center.
Yes, I teach beginning watercolor, and I teach a class that I call Not for Beginners, for people who have painted before. I do want to mention that Sal Casa also teaches water media classes here at the Art Center, not necessarily for the beginner, but for the more advanced painter.
Well, thank you very much.
Sometimes when it's quiet, my eyelids show the sweetest dreams of watercolors. And then together, we can say I'm never.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in your community. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.
Sometimes when it's quiet, my eyelids show the sweetest dreams of watercolors. Together, making shades I never thought I could ever be.